This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for the Noon Farm Show, brought to you by Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, Wolf Oil in Litchfield, Wayne Schaefer, your country insurance agent in Jerseyville, and by Carlinville Truck Equipment, the truck and trailer experts on North University Street in Carlinville. And now, here's WSMI's Angela Besh.
Farmers have an old saying about commodity prices. It goes something like this: high prices cure high prices. Or, as is the case for corn today, low prices cure low prices. Todd Gleason has more on the low price of corn and the prospect for it to turn higher.
The August 25 edition of Darrell Good's Weekly Outlook from the University of Illinois explores the consumption of corn. In it, he wonders if the low price of corn will cause three primary demand areas to increase consumption over the coming 12 months. These are corn used to feed livestock, corn used to make ethanol, and corn exported to other nations. We'll start with feed. The only hard data on the amount of corn fed to livestock in the United States is actually soft data, and that comes as an estimate, not surveyed numbers, in the grain stocks report released by USDA once a quarter. The next report, that's due September the 30th. USDA derives the amount of feed used primarily from weekly, monthly, and quarterly USDA reports of livestock and poultry inventories. That is, USDA back figures the amount of feed used based on the number of animals counted. Feed use of corn will not receive much support from the beef sector, writes Darrell Good in the Weekly Outlook. The liquidation of the cow herd and the smaller calf crops of the past few years means there are fewer cattle available for feeding, and that deficit will continue for an extended period. The poultry and dairy sectors, however, they appear to be experiencing some very modest expansion. The USDA reports the number of broiler chicks placed for meat production during the 2 weeks ended August the 16th was up 2 and 1% respectively, compared to placements of a year earlier. 2 weeks, of course, do not constitute a trend, so the placements will continue to be followed closely to determine if expansion is actually underway. The average number of layers has also been running 1 to 2% above those of a year ago each month this year, and the USDA also reported that milk cow numbers in 23 selected states were up about 1% in July. Well, the most uncertainty about livestock production comes from the hog sector, with USDA reporting the June 1 inventory of market hogs 5% smaller than the inventory of a year earlier. But producers expected to increase the number of sows farrowed by 4% in June to September quarter. And then, of course, there is PDV and its impact on the number of piglets weaned. USDA's monthly livestock slaughter report showed a 7% year-over-year decline in hog slaughter in July. However, that decline was partially offset by a 5% increase in average slaughter weight. Finally, Darrell Good writes, since the feed consumption of corn includes an unknown and sometimes surprising residual component, only the quarterly stocks estimates will provide a measure of actual disappearance. Next up is ethanol. It now appears domestic ethanol production for this marketing year will be a record setter, chewing through something like 5.13 billion bushels of corn. Ethanol production and corn consumption during the year ahead should continue to be supported at a high level, with the strength of ethanol production for exports likely to determine whether expansion continues. Speaking of exports, sales of U.S. corn for exports during the coming marketing year are reported at 365 million bushels as of the 14th day of August. Sales are about 50 million bushels smaller than those of a year ago, but still 60 million bushels larger than the average for the years from 2008 to 2012. Last year, China had purchased 117 million bushels of U.S. corn by this time, compared to essentially none this year. Sales to unknown destinations are also down some 40 million bushels. On the other hand, sales to Japan and South America destinations are larger than those of a year ago. What does it mean? Darrell Good says, and he writes this, there are some early signs that corn consumption during the year ahead will increase modestly in response to lower prices. However, that response is not yet large enough to offset the impact of the market expectation of an even larger corn crop than forecast by USDA August 12th. Corn prices are expected to stay under some pressure at least through USDA September 11th crop production report. The size of the corn crop forecast in that report, says the U of I ag economist, will be important in determining whether the low may already be in the corn market. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
That's all for part one of this afternoon's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
You're living comfortably. That is to say that your bills and your paycheck pretty much balance out with a little bit left over. But what if your income were to stop due to a disability? Would your family be financially secure? Would you be prepared? The answer is yes if you have disability income insurance from Country Financial. It helps take care of your bills while you're disabled and is guaranteed renewable to age 65 or retirement if earlier. Best of all, it leaves you with just one thing to concentrate on, getting well. Find out more today from me, Wayne Schaefer, your Country Financial representative in Jerseyville.
Carlinville Truck Equipment makes industrial rollback equipment loaders, and because of this, they have the equipment and expertise to fix or fabricate just about anything metal around your business or farm. If you need truck or trailer repair, hoist or winch service, custom fabrication, or stock metal, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 217-854-6706 or log on to ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 217-854-6706.
When you join Macoupin County Farm Bureau, you gain a companion to take on the road with you. Macoupin County Farm Bureau's bail bond card helps you keep your driver's license when you're involved in minor traffic offenses in Illinois. When you post your bail bond card, you simply pay us back at a later date. It's hassle-free. For more details, call the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571. Farm Bureau, where membership means security.
Wolf Oil in Litchfield has been serving farmers and the community for over 50 years. Plus, they now have regular unleaded with no ethanol, unleaded with ethanol, 2%, and 11% biodiesel fuel, all available at their station and available for bulk delivery throughout the area. Plus, Wolf can take care of your propane needs, including tank leasing. Just call Wolf Oil, North Old Route 66 in Litchfield, 324-4086.
As we approach harvest, DuPont Pioneer agronomist Ron Guise has some advice for farmers.
Well, I think one of the things that now lends itself to, now's the best time to consider what worked for you, but what didn't work. Do we have weed problems? Do we have insect problems? Do we have disease problems? Now's the time to set those plans up for next year, to develop a good plan so that you're prepared to handle it when next season comes along.
And I know that for some very noxious weeds, there are a lot of people who are really emphasizing cleaning out the combine from field to field.
Yeah, that's good sanitation. When your combine runs through, you're going to drag those weeds across that field. Let's not take it on to the next ones as you go through the harvest.
And what are some issues that maybe throughout the Midwest or throughout your region that you're noticing for farmers and maybe that they want to take into consideration when making plans for next year or for harvest this year?
Well, I've spent the last few days here at the farm show, and the number one question that comes up is, how do I control weeds in soybeans? We've got some good solutions for that. What it takes is to start with a good clean seed bed at planting time. That may involve a fall herbicide application or an early spring application, but let's start clean so you're not having to play catch up. Once you put your residual herbicide in the spring, before that runs out of gas, let's add another layer of residual over the top of that. Okay, a typical program that we would use in that situation, Angela, is to start with Enlight or Envive. I think you're in Southern Illinois or Central Illinois. Either of those two products start, make a good start. But before that runs out, let's say the first 10 days of June, come in with a second residual treatment, Cinch herbicide for instance, to extend the residual control later into the season so you're not having to catch up, not having to kill weeds that are 6-8 inches tall. You're ahead of those weeds instead of trying to play catch up.
It's all about being ahead of the game.
Well, that's right. It doesn't do much good to shut the barn door after the horse gets out now, does it, Angela?
Not really, no. You said that weeds and soybeans are kind of the number one question you're getting. Are there any close runner-ups?
Well, the next thing that dovetails with that is good weed control in corn. The weeds that go to seed in corn would be the ones that you'd have to fight in soybeans the next year. We use that same layered residual effect. Start with a good pre-emerge in your corn, Break Free, Cinch, Prequel, one of those herbicides, Instigate, and then follow that up with an early post-emerge application before the weeds are out of control. Follow up with some Realm Q herbicide.
And when it comes to these resistant weeds that are really starting to get quite alarming, do you have any advice for farmers other than just get them early?
Get them early. Check your modes of action. Use multiple modes of action. So if one product is getting weak on you, you have another one already there to help take its place and pick up the slack.
All right, very good. Well, do you have any final thoughts before we go here today?
Hey, look, we're heading into harvest season. It's always important to be safe. Remember, your job, Mr. Farmer, is to feed the world, and the world's getting hungrier, and we want to do a better job to keep people fed and healthy and happy.
Again, that was DuPont Pioneer agronomist Ron Guise. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.